Now, child rights experts are warning that Uganda is facing escalating threats to children's safety, including internet-driven sexual exploitation, persistent poverty, high school dropout rates, and rising mental health challenges, issues that require evidence-based solutions. The concerns have been highlighted today at the ongoing third online safety for children holiday camp organized by High Sound for Children, held at Kisasi under the theme, creating a clean digital footprint for children. Zambali Blasio Mukasa, a senior journalist, also an influencer, while giving his keynote speech at the ongoing camp, said that the digital age has created new avenues for predators to target children. He cautioned that children are increasingly exposed to harm through mobile phones and social media, while parents and institutions often lack digital literacy. He now calls on parents to engage their children to have a one-on-one to avoid being exposed.
Because I've been asking parents, please, do so. Make sure you monitor what your children are doing. Because if you don't do so, you are going to be exposed to harmful material that are not supposed to be there. So the day when we do supervision and modeling is key, so that parents can be in the know to know what apps, websites, games that you're playing, you need to discuss those. Other parents, what they do, they use what we call parental control, so that you know that whatever you're going to be watching, they are also in the know. You have that friendly conversation with your parents. That's one of our chats who helps the parents to know that you're already exposed to harmful material, or what you're doing is public and disturbing you. The reason that's why we invite you is to ask you also, please, have that one-on-one chat with your parents. So something that you see on social media, please, talk to him, talk to him. You know what that? When you open this app, this is what you say. So that can also be in the note for watching. Two, we have also told you that you need to limit on that personal information. As someone has been an influencer, I believe when I'm influencing, sometimes I link my personal information on social media. Because whatever you post on social media stays forever.
Meanwhile, the executive director of High Sound for Children, Hadija Manje, a children's rights organization, says it's high time children be empowered to create a clean digital environment.
We know that our children are accessing phones. There is no doubt about that. Either you bought it for them or you didn't. Truth is, they are using their phones. But how are they using them? And if they are using them, how do we guide them better? Because it is a fact that we can't stop them anymore. We can't tell them that you can't be on phone. We can't block them, because even when you block them, they'll find a friend and they share. So that is why we continue to empower young people with skills to navigate the online platforms, with the intention to support them create a clean digital footprint, because we know that unlike offline, online does not forget. Whatever we do online, whatever you comment on, whatever you like, whatever you share, has an implication on who you are, on how people perceive you to be. And with the times changing, where different organizations, different countries scan our socials when they are employing us or granting us visas, then we need to guide our children, but also on their safety still, because even away from the job opportunity, away from the visa, these children are living a life. These are lives, young lives that we are raising. So this young life that you raise, how much are they accessing? How much are they taking in? Because we're taking